Bear Podcast, the podcast for Dressing Cubs, episode 275.
Hard to believe.
That's right. Anyway, welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, we are. Well, we are now staying put in Houston. We haven't recorded. We haven't talked to each other. Ray and I haven't talked to each other for a long time.
We've been twittering. I twittered the entire time you were gone.
That's right. Which is good. Which is great. And yeah, you're getting the hang of Twitter. And that's good. So, okay. Well, everyone, welcome again to episode 275. This is not the anniversary episode yet because, yeah, August 1st is actually the first, no, the fourth, last August 1st was the fourth year anniversary of Bear Podcast. Yeah, we've been running for 4 years now and still doing okay. And yeah, I can't believe it's been 4 years. So we have some...
And I've been here, what, 2 years?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been that long. Wow. It's been so long. And before that was Roy joined us. And yeah, we've got some voicemails. We have a voicemail from you. If you haven't sent a voicemail yet, send a voicemail. And call us, 206-222-BEAR. And yeah, it's our fourth anniversary. You've been working hard on the podcast. I just can't believe we've been doing this for a long time. So... the next episode is going to be the official anniversary episode. We're going to play the top five audio shows and top five videos that have been downloaded for the past year. Okay, so now that we've established that, we're going to talk about a little bit of geeky stuff that Ray has gone through. Ray, you've been to Comic-Con!
I have returned yet for my second year at Comic-Con, and all was well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Actually, I must say, this year I had a really good time at Comic-Con. I didn't try to go see everything under the book, even though I wanted to. I got to actually meet up with some of the people I met last year and hung out with them, mm-hmm. made a couple of new friends, so that was pretty good. So I had a grand old time. And regardless to what people say, I did not get laid at Comic-Con. So.
People have been asking you, huh? Okay.
Well, people, that's all I got. So did you get some last night? So I saw you at so-and-so. Did you get lucky last night? Yeah. I was like, good Lord.
Wow, awesome.
Like, no, I did not get any in California, unfortunately.
Unfortunately. Well, it has been a busy Comic-Con this year. But how many went? 125,000, I heard, something like that.
Yeah, that's what they were talking about, like that on Saturday. It seemed like the worst day of it, that was Wednesday night, the preview night. Good Lord, that was madhouse in there. So,
why? What happened? What happened?
It was just so packed. I mean, there's usually not that many people there on preview night, and we didn't even go see any of the preview stuff. We sat down there, and my friend Tyler and everything. We sat down there with them and just kind of watched the crowd because it was so packed. You really couldn't get up and walk around and do anything. So
I see. Wow. How did you stay there? Where did you stay? You stayed with Carl?
I stayed with Carl and his new two-bedroom condo.
Nice.
So I crashed on the inflatable mattress in his living room floor.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty cool.
That's cool. Nice. Any people, any celebrities you've seen there? Who's the most notable ones?
Let's see. I saw a bunch of them. I saw about the same ones I saw this year. And I've been working on the video. There should be like maybe four videos out here pretty shortly that okay. I'll be sending you to upload.
All right.
There will be three that kind of takes place of the whole 4 days I was there. And then the and then there'll be a chaser video.
Oh, okay.
I turned Carl loose and it was like, oh my god! So he took off. So a little chaser video to put out there too.
Mm-hmm.
But this year I didn't do all the interviews and stuff. I got some. Mostly I just did a lot of, you know, taking video stuff. And my big thing this year, I was like, I'll take my iPhone and use it as my camera. That idea sucked.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to buy me a camera before next year if I get to go. So, but I had a great time. Let's see, what celebrities did I get to see? Gene Simmons.
Oh, Gene Simmons.
Adam West.
Okay.
Adam West.
Did Gene Simmons stick out his tongue?
No, no, but I got a bunch of video of him. I was like, what are you doing here?
Okay, all right. Amanda Tapping. Who else?
Mm-hmm. Amanda Tapping. Most, you know, a couple of the cast members from that. Of course, Heroes. Got some most of the cast from Heroes.
Was Greg Grunberg there?
Was he there? No.
He wasn't there?
I think he was at a bar mitzvah or something.
Okay.
Something was going on. Either one of his kids was getting bar mitzvah or a nephew or something. But he wasn't there. But...
Damn.
But Zachary was.
Oh, Zachary Milo. Quinto was there. Okay. And Milo. Yes. All right.
Milo.
Siler and Peter. Okay.
Yes. And I found out some interesting information on ZQ that we can talk about offline, because I don't want to say anything online because I don't want to get in a lawsuit about
okay.
falsely spreading rumors about somebody and their sexual orientation. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, really? Okay. All right.
So.
Somebody straight. Okay. So what else?
Let's see. Who else? God, it was so much. Who else? Oh, Peter Jackson.
Peter Jackson. He lost a lot of weight, didn't he?
Yes, he's lost a lot of weight. He's not quite the bear he used to be.
Oh,
so.
But that's fine.
Of course, the bear of bears, Kevin Smith, was there, and there was nowhere you couldn't even get close to that panel.
Oh, wow. I was hoping you would.
I almost didn't get into Peter Jackson panel. I mean, we went and stood in line for 3 hours to get into there.
That's crazy.
Wait a minute. The 3 hour one was to get in on the Heroes panel, because we went and got in line at 10 a.m. and the panel started about... Oh, wait a minute. No. The Peter Jackson panel we stood about 2.5 hours in line for, and then we left Saturday early. We went over, they expanded some of the stuff out to the other hotels around the convention center so they'd have more space, and we went over very early to the Hilton, and we had to get there. We had to sit through like 3 other panels before the Heroes one came up, but they were all good. There was they're finishing up on the new Marvel game. Civil Wars, the new Marvel Ultimate Online playing video game.
I would like really to play that. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to geek out, I'm going to play that. Yeah.
Stan Lee was there talking about it, punching, being Stan Lee. And then after that was the Sanctuary panel, which was all good. The new season looks like it's going to be quite interesting. You're going to see the characters get a little bit darker. And then after that, I don't know if anybody, and I didn't see it, but everybody go online to Hulu or whatever you can watch and watch this little TV show called Glee. G-L-E-E. Like Glee Club.
I know. I heard.
Oh, my God. That is going to be like the incredible top show this year, because it's like musical television.
I know.
It's going to be hilarious.
I was talking to Jason in a previous episode. Where I was in Bear Pride, and I did a short show with Jason from B Talk there, and we were talking, and he talked about Glee and stuff. Yeah, they mentioned Glee, and I haven't seen it yet. And
I mean, I think it's going to be a great TV show. Just the pilot that I saw, I've seen part of the pilot. I hadn't went back and finished watching it, which I might do tonight. But the other thing about it was they showed the first episode of the season while we were there.
Mm-hmm.
It opens up with this girl bending over the toilet, and the faculty guidance counselor comes in and says, "Are you throwing up?"
Oh,
and she's like, "No, I don't think bulimia is my thing. I have no gag reflex." And she looks at her and she said, "Well, right now that might not seem like a plus, but when you get older, you'll understand that's a great plus for you not having a gag reflex."
Oh, God.
So, sort of like that. All right. It's going to be a great show. Most of the cast are all Broadway stars.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the music is incredible. And it's not like, it's like a lot of cover songs. I mean, it's mostly cover songs. It's not original stuff. But, it's the stuff that I saw was just incredible. I mean, it's rap. It's 70s music. It's 80s music.
Mm-hmm.
The Glee Club did Salt and Pepper Push It.
Wow.
And it was just hilarious. So anyway, I highly recommend that show. And then after that, we saw Heroes.
Mm-hmm. Was there any previews did they do in the Heroes?
No, they did not do a preview this year. The whole series this year is about redemption.
Yep.
But they have they're adding some new cast members. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Did you ever watch Prison Break?
No, I didn't. They have a new one there from Prison Break.
Well, the Southern guy on Prison Break that was the pedophile. He's on Heroes now.
Oh, okay. I have to research that.
Yeah, and I think it's and Ray Stevens. I think that's the guy that played Darth Maul in Star Wars.
No, Ray Park
is. Ray Park. Ray Park.
Ray Park
is on Heroes this year.
Oh,
and he plays somebody with super speed. And,
oh, that's right. I remember now. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's a knife. He's a knife guy. So
he's a knife guy.
He's very interesting. Siler is somewhat dead, but he's living in Matt Parkman's head. So Matt Parkman has to deal with him all the time.
Oh shit! Really?
And he takes over. Nathan Petrelli's body. So the two of them are kind of sharing the body thing. It's kind of weird.
Oh god.
Deal, but
they have to do
but
that.
It looks interesting. Mm-hmm. So Claire goes to college. I mean, it's like the whole series is about everybody trying to get back to being normal again, having normal lives, and they really can't. So
I see. I'm looking forward to it. When is it coming out? Heroes again.
This fall. I want to say they said it started in October.
Oh, okay. I'm looking forward to that. It's so okay. Overall, what do you think of Comic-Con this year? Better than last year?
I don't think there was that much big stuff going on this year. Of course, the big thing was going to Kevin Smith and seeing Iron Man 2 previews and all that kind of stuff, which I didn't get to go to. Mm-hmm. Just because after a while, you get kind of tired of standing in line.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
And in the video, you see that. I mean, we did one whole interview sitting in line with Zach, who we interviewed last year, who's a cute little cub. Oh, my God, he's so cute. talking about, you know, we were in line at 8 o'clock in the morning to get by Green Lantern figurines, just to get a drawing to be able to buy a Green Lantern figurine.
Wow!
Which they did this whole special thing because the whole thing this year at Comic Con was, I think it's Blackest Night.
Mm-hmm.
Blackest Night, which is this whole story arc that's supposed to take place in Green Lantern and cover some of the other DC universe. Mm-hmm. But for Comic-Con only, they manufactured 3,000 of these little Green Lantern figurines in these different colors. Mm-hmm. So it should be quite interesting because apparently there are other Green Lanterns. There's blue, magenta, stuff like that. So.
Yeah, there are
black, which is Death Green Lantern, and that's the whole thing about the Blackest Night, is because they bring dead superheroes back to do their bidding.
They did that. They rewrote the whole Green Lantern series now, and I haven't been following it. I should have when it came out. And they said it's really good. It's a lot better than what it was before. And because Green Lantern is actually my favorite DC character.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I actually, for Carl for hosting me for this weekend and putting up with my craziness, I gave him my entire Green Lantern comic book collection.
Wow. That is awesome.
Because he's a big Green Lantern, and it wasn't that much to it. But, you know, I figured, you know what? He will enjoy it much more than I do, and he will probably actually do something with it. So.
Oh, okay.
Because it was sitting here, and I didn't have that many, but I had maybe 20 or 30 of the comic books from the 80s. So they're in the Bronze Age of comics. So.
Oh, good. Carl's going to make it sticky all over, probably.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
But
Okay.
I'm trying to think. What else? Big.
Let me ask you. Who else did you interview? I mean, who did you have in your videos?
I got all kind of people in my videos. There's one there that gives you a shout out. There's a special video there. There's a special.
Really?
And Carl actually got that video. I didn't even know. I didn't recognize it was, but from that and a couple other people. I didn't do too much interview this year. I just basically cut the camera on and ran around and videotaped stuff.
Yeah.
Tried to catch people. I mean, I'm editing it, so it's almost like my day went. So, I mean, it's like bam, 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 bam. Because the whole thing, if you don't have your camera ready, it's like the whole thing. Josh Whedon, I was texting you. I was like, oh, my effing God. Josh Whedon was standing 3 feet from me, and I did not know who he was. And I didn't have my camera out to take a picture.
Oh, wow.
But the story was Thursday morning. We ran into Brian and Zach. Mm-hmm. And Zach had went the day before and got two of the Green Lanterns. And Carl was talking to him and said, oh, I wish I could have got one. He said, well, I got this one. I'll sell you the other one if you want it for a price. I'm sure they're already online for $50 or something. And Carl was like, cool. So I was sitting there talking to them. And somebody said, oh, shit, it's Josh Wheaton. Sweden, or however you say his last name. And I turned around, and there's Brian with his arm around Josh getting the picture taken. And Josh was like all scraggly, and it's like once somebody said his name, I knew exactly who he was. But I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
And of course, I hadn't dug my camera out of the bag yet because it was early. I was tired as hell. And I just stuck it in the bag when we got on the train to come in. Excuse me. And then I walked into the convention center being that early, not thinking, you know, we'd run into anybody. But, wow, of course, see,
I should have
always had your camera.
Next year, I'm going to try again, as usual, again. I'm going to try this.
Yeah, yeah, Mike, I'll have different
plans again next year. Different. Yeah, maybe. We shall see. Yeah. Wow. Okay, anyway, wow, we've been talking about. Oh, okay, so we're going to wait for your videos that would come up.
Yeah, they should be here. They should be out by the end of the week. I should have them all to you. All right. There should be three videos that kind of chronicle what happened at, you know, what I videotaped at Comic-Con, and then the Chaser video that Carl does.
Okay, all right. Just let me know, and then we'll just standardize it and stuff.
Because I'm about done with them. Mm-hmm. And it's very rough editing, folks, so you might get a little seasick because I go bam, 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 bam. Okay. But I'm trying to get all the highlights of everything that I got to do. So.
Awesome. Oh, yeah, okay. We're looking forward to that. Anyway, so next, I myself.
So how was your trip around the East Coast?
My East Coast trip, oh my God. We hit 25 states in 2 weeks. And that's a whole lot that we went through. And it was great. It was fun. It was it's a long drive. We didn't get any tickets.
At all. I don't think you're going to get one in the morning driving out of your housing area. Mm-hmm. out of your neighborhood.
No, I don't think so.
I couldn't have done that. I couldn't stay in the car that long.
Oh, okay.
It'll drive me crazy.
Well, it's fun. Mike and I just listen to our iPods and Pandora. Have you been trying Pandora? Pandora is really great on the road, especially if you have internet signal. And sometimes you would lose signal, but when that happens, we just switch to iPods. And we just put it on shuffle and guess whatever song would come up. So that's what kept us going. So, yeah, we went to Graceland. We went to Memphis. And
How you doing?
Yeah, we saw, you know, Elvis's house. Elvis Presley's house. And some of the stories, some of the nice artifacts there that they have. And then we went to... Well, I'm going to talk about just a little bit about the highlights of the trip. Like after Memphis, we went to St. Louis, Missouri, went to JJ's Clubhouse, and there we met Wolfer and Robert. Robert is going to be our guest soon to talk about hibernation. So, yeah, probably next week we'll get him in the show.
Okay. Also got us a couple interviews lined up too.
Oh, so okay. Good. That'll be great. And we went to Detroit. Mike and I went to Detroit and met up with Pinoy Boy.
Detroit?
Yes. For the first time I've seen, I saw a Pinoy Boy from the Omipod podcast.
Pinoy Boy. I saw a bunch of Pinoy in California.
Oh, really? Oh, there's got to be a lot of Pinoy geeks there. And what else? Cedar Point. I think I text messaged you, I think, when we were at Cedar Point. We rode about 5 or 6 roller coasters. It was great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
did you get on the big one?
The Millennium Force,
something like that. The real big one, the one that's got like I don't forget what. Donald was there a couple weeks ago. He was telling me about the big one.
Oh,
the,
okay.
Like the famous one.
There's a Millennium Force. There's this unique one called the Top Thrill Dragster. Yeah, that's what I remember. It's a 17-second ride. And you have to wait for about an hour and a half just to get to that 17-second ride. It shoots you 120 miles per hour.
Sounds like most of my climaxes.
Oh, really? Nice.
Have to wait an hour and then for that 17 seconds.
Okay, so...
Maynard just got it. He just thought about it. It took him a little bit.
Yeah, well, fine. Anyway, okay. No, I'm trying to digest it. But anyway, yeah, I was just still in my roller coaster mode. So anyway, it was 120 miles per hour, shoots you up and goes down. It's a kind of a vertical ride. It goes up in 17 seconds. Don't do that to your eye. Is that a laser? It's just a flashlight? Okay. It's bad if you don't do that to your eye. Ow. It'll hurt your eye. Anyway, okay. So, yeah, we went to Jamestown after that. Met up with Jeff and Michael. That's where we did the Chaser show with Jeff. And that's kind of unique because we thought of calling you up, but we don't. It was really late. It's really a little late that night, so we couldn't.
Late your East Coast time?
East Coast time. So.
All right, I was 4 hours earlier. So.
Oh, that's right. Oh, you just that's arrived. Right. See, you just arrived. I remember you just arrived in.
That's okay. I was at Brian's the Bear restaurant having lunch with the Bear pool party crew that had been partying all night long and just come in to finally eat after being up all night.
Oh, really? Okay. Wow. Yes. That's fun. Well, what else? We went to P-Town. We went to P-Town and there's lots of bears there. So I really recommend going to the beaches of the beach there at P-Town. And,
are they like Galveston?
Well, a whole lot better. A whole lot better. Gosh. And it's fun. And the water's very cold, though, so I didn't get to check out the water. But it's really great. And lots of eye candy. Awesome. And then we also checked out the Rehoboth Beach in Delaware.
Oh.
Have you heard about that? Yeah. So no, you haven't. But it's somewhere. Yeah, it's in Delaware, and it's very. There's so many people. I didn't like it too much, but I did go to the gay area on the left side. That was fun.
All gays to the left, please. Yep. All gays to the left, please.
And on the left, there's a divider in the Rehoboth Beach. There's a divider. All girls, all the gay guys are in the, all the lesbians on the right, all the gay guys on the left.
The way it should be. Segregation.
Segregation. There's segregation. Yes.
No,
so funny.
No fish allowed beyond this point. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we went to Atlanta, and we checked out Wolves and Eagle. They're very nice bars.
See, mm-hmm. You could have went to my hometown and checked it out.
Yeah, yeah, we went.
Full of bubbas.
We went to, oh, yeah, I forgot to say that. We went to Smoky Mountain. Smoky Bear.
You went to Dollywood.
We just passed by. We didn't go in. We
didn't go into Dollywood. See, loser.
We wish we could have, but we didn't have time.
And you didn't go into Biltmore either.
We passed by. We passed by.
How could you pass up going to Biltmore, one of the most gorgeous houses in the United States?
I know. It's just that. There's a long line. I mean,
there's always a long line.
And it wasn't part of our plan, actually. We just wanted to go to the Smoky Mountain. We went there and went to the high top and then took pictures and videos. And going down, and we just went to...
Who'd you go down?
Oh, no. No one. We just went down. Okay. And then Atlanta. We went to Atlanta. It's very nice. They have Wolves and Eagle, like I said. And Wolves is a nice sports bar. Sports gay bar, actually. And there are bears there, but we didn't get to talk to anyone much. We just saw some people. And I didn't know anyone. We really didn't know anyone. It was funny because when we were hanging out there, the first people who we talked to were people from Tennessee. So...
Well, that's because everybody comes into Atlanta on the weekends from the Shining Arabs.
Yeah.
Mm. See, if you'd let me know you're going to Chattanooga, I could have hooked you up at Will.
I know, but we just really drove through Chattanooga. And we didn't even go in. We just.
He just stood outside the road and waved a little flag and said, Hey,
Will. Hey, Will. Yeah, we didn't. But we just stayed in Atlanta. We spent Saturday night and Sunday night there. So, yeah, we went to the Coca-Cola, World of Coca-Cola. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Piedmont Park.
Oh, wait a second. Did we go there? Piedmont.
Let's go get in the bushes of Piedmont Park.
No. What's up in there? What's up with you?
Oh,
things happen?
Things happen.
Oh, I didn't know
if you
that.
Go hit the, if you go hit the pads, you can find some nice places to sit and watch all the action. It's pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. Or it used to be. Back in the day.
You used to go to Atlanta a lot?
I grew up like 2 hours away from Atlanta.
So you just drive there. Oh, still 2 hours, you know. Oh, I tried the Italian Beverly.
But when you grew up where I did, that's like the only gay culture you could get close to. Was it?
Oh, from North Carolina. South Carolina. Okay.
Yeah.
That's right. We didn't go to South Carolina. We could have, but it was just out of the way at that point.
They probably wouldn't allow you in.
Really? Probably. People won't talk to me in North Carolina even. Yeah, so...
Your skin was too dark.
Yeah, it was too dark, I guess.
You didn't know your place.
Mm-hmm. gosh. Anyway, have you tried the Italian Beverly drink before?
No.
You've never heard of it? It's hard to describe the drink. It's just nasty.
Yeah. Where did you get this drink at?
At the World of Coca-Cola. They were providing, you know, there's a European drinks. These are Asian drinks, Latin America drinks, Northern America drinks, sodas. There are fountains there. And one of them, Asian drinks also. And then I went to the European one and tried out the Italian Beverly. I made a video out of it. And, you know, just...
So they have adobo Coca.
Adobo. There are no... No, adobo Coke, adobo soda. No, they didn't. No, but that was fun. I mean, just checking out. I got full drink trying out different kinds of soda. They have vegetable sodas. They have lemon, different kinds. Yeah, different kinds of sodas. Tea, and they have these nasty Italian Beverly. Next time, if you ever go to Las Vegas or go to plant and check out the Coca-Cola plant, the World of Coca-Cola. And you get to try the drinks there. Yeah, it's pretty nasty. And then just about a few hours ago, we drove back. We drove back straight 12 hours, almost 13 hours, driving back from Atlanta all the way here. Now, that's a hard drive.
No, I did that drive when I moved out here. So.
Oh, that's right. That's pretty much our 2 weeks. That's 2 weeks worth of vacation. And I met a lot of people. A lot of course, Mike's family in Maine. We went to Maine. And
how'd that go? Have you met them before?
Oh, I met them before. Oh, I had lobster. Oh, my God. I had lobster. Big.
Rock lobster?
Rock lobster. No, not just, I don't know. No. It wasn't a rock. It was a rock lobster. It's a, I think it's a 1.5 pound one. It's a very big lobster. Have you tried lobster before out of the shell from the big thing? You know,
no, I think you get the tails. It's usually red lobster.
Red lobster and just the tails. You don't get the whole.
Yeah, just the tail.
Just the whole.
I think claw and everything. I went and ate lobster one time before here in Houston when it used to get all you could eat crab legs or something like that, and I had and it was all you could eat lobster or something like that too, and I did that one night, and I got the big lobster, and it was a pain because you had to break all that stuff down and crack it all open. Mm-hmm. It was like too much work to eat.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's not so bad. I mean,
just a lot of work.
Oh yeah, it's a lot of work. You have to snap.
To pay all that money to eat.
Mm-hmm. That's right. But anyway, we have some news here, Ray. A couple
What's
of
the
news.
News.
First news is I got in contact with Bear City a few days ago, and it went down. It went down last week.
Oops.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Actually, I found out that they're upgrading their servers, and they are still. Actually, they're still using the same servers that they when they first launched it with.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it should be back up and running this week, hopefully. And I sure hope so, because it's already Monday and it's not yet up. And it's not yet up, and I'm still waiting and see if it's working. They haven't finished upgrading, I guess. So we'll see this week.
When we get done, when you get done the news, remind me about Grindr.
Oh, okay, Grindr. All right.
Okay.
What about Grindr? See, what about?
No, go ahead. Go ahead with the news stories. Go ahead.
We'll one last one, actually. Former president of the Philippines, Corazon Aquino. She died a few days ago, and
does everybody get? Do you get a pair of her shoes?
No, that's Imelda Marcos. Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's Imelda Marcos, not Corazon Aquino. But anyway, she's the first female president in Asia, I believe, and she's the one. Yeah,
I thought Imelda Marcos was.
Ferdinand Marcos, the husband, was the president. Imelda was just the first lady back then.
But she did everything, apparently.
But yeah, she did everything. And she did a lot of things. And
she stood behind her man and told him what to do every minute of the day.
Oh, well, back then, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what's up with her. I haven't heard any stories or any news about her. But the highlight of in the Philippines right now is Corazon Aquino's passing. And it's pretty sad because, it's from my homeland. You know, she's former president, and she was the one who helped. She was the one who was elected when they ousted Ferdinand Marcos. So, Anyway, that's just a sad story from last week. Anyway, that's it. That's just the story that I have right now. Okay, what do you have in Grindr about Grindr?
Grindr at Comic-Con.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
I had to cut the iPhone off.
Oh, my God. What happened?
Oh, my God. Grindr at Comic-Con? It was like everybody had theirs on, and it was just crazy. Just crazy. Grindr has a perfect use for large conventions like that because you can do this whole hookup thing while you're there.
Oh my gosh.
It's a lot easier to use than if they'd come up with a bare 4-in-1 app like Grindr to take when people out like that, they'd be set. But Grindr at Comic-Con, oh my God, it was just crazy.
Oh my God.
It was like zzz, zzz, zing, zing. I mean, you couldn't even log on 5 minutes without having to cut it off.
Because and you can tell how far they are. Like, they're 3 feet away from you. Oh,
yeah, like,
that's crazy.
Chaser Sam from Dallas that used to live here in Houston hit me up. He was like, I know you, blah, blah, blah. And that's how we met up while we were in Comic-Con, because he's like, I thought I saw you. And I was like, Sam, what's up? So, it's interesting.
Damn.
But, it's just Grindr, like
Grindr at Comic-Con. That is awesome.
So, and Zach and them found this cool little app, and I think I got it typed in there. Me and you'll have to get it and play with it one time, but it's like a GPS thing.
Okay.
And it drops these, it takes a picture of where you are according to your iPhone, and it drops these letters on it, and you have to go collect the letters and then spell stuff within a certain amount of time, and you get points, and some letters give you more points than others. So it's like GPS Scrabble or something.
Oh, wow.
So
that is awesome.
They had a bear picnic in the park, I think it was Thursday night, and they were all out there with their iPhones playing it. It was funny. So.
Oh, that is awesome. Who are they? Who are the guys? Did you meet Mikey? Was Mikey there?
I met so many freaking people. I remember Zach because I met him last year. I remember Brian because I met him last year.
Okay.
And there's another Ray that was there. And then there's another whole group. And I can't, you know how bad I am with names.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Even though most people had on name tags, it was like, I can't remember your names.
But, wow.
So.
That is awesome.
But I saw him, but I did not get to talk to him personally. I talked to him through Grindr, but I met Hayden. I think that's how you say his name. The porn star. The bear porn star.
Oh, really? Hayden. Yes. I don't know yet. I don't know him. People, give me links. Email me. Email me pictures.
Talk to Carl about him.
Oh, Carl would know.
We'd probably set the microphone off. So.
Okay.
But anyway.
Anyway, so, okay. We'll keep this short right now because we do have a big one on Wednesday. We're going to record the anniversary episode. So, 4 years, and we're going to do it officially on episode 276. So, and then next week we're going to have Robert from Hibernation. Hopefully, we're going to interview him. And so we're going to wrap this up, Ray.
I got a shout out.
Go ahead. What did you mean?
Happy birthday, Cena Grace.
Oh, that's
happy
right.
Cena Grace.
I've been here.
Today's your birthday. Happy birthday, Cena Grace. We all know you got hit on by a certain Torchwood star.
Really?
You bitch. I hate you.
No. Awesome, Cena. Happy birthday, Cena. Wow. Torchwood star. Oh, speaking of Torchwood, I just finished watching Torchwood Children.
Just finished watching. Oh my God!
Children of the Earth, Children of Earth.
Yeah,
it was an
I gotta
awesome
go buy.
Series.
I gotta go buy the DVD, and I pray they don't have everything blurred out on the DVD.
Probably
because it's the scene of him laying naked, handcuffed.
Oh,
before they pour the concrete on him.
Yep.
And did you see the X-ray?
Yes.
That was a very well hung X-ray, I must say.
Oh, okay.
So.
Okay, I have to see that. I only saw the, what did I see? I saw it on, it's from BBC, so I have to see that.
And my
get the DVD.
Freaking Comcast here just kept screwing it up, and I had to keep watching it. It recorded it like multiple times, and I have to watch the same episode two or three times and fast forward to where the parts messed up on the others to get it all. So I'm just like, I want to go buy the freaking DVD.
Yeah. Torchwood. I just love it. Oh my God. What's going to happen now?
I don't know. I guess they're setting up for a clean plate for a new season next year at some time.
Is it going to be Jack Hart? I don't know.
I didn't get to go to that panel, so I don't know what's going on. I know, I'm sure, because Children of the Earth just ended the night after, before the panel. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff said. But
yeah, good for you. I'm jealous. Did you get to see Jaron Barman, though?
Who? I did get to see Jaron Barman. He was walking around.
He's just walking around. Okay.
Wow. And there's a great, and you had Senior Grace's blog page as a picture of him and Senior Grace together. Because he picked up, he bought Senior Grace's book.
Really? Oh my God. So, wow.
So I told Cena, I said he might be interested. I said, go work. I said, work it. There's your television show right there.
That's
work
right.
It.
He could be a walk-in extra, you know, in one of the scenes.
Well, no, I'm talking about somebody that's popular, that's got connections, reads your book, likes it, turns it over to somebody else. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, you got a movie deal or a TV show deal.
That's right. Oh, my God. You're going to have
we need to talk about District 9 real quick.
District 9. Is that the one with the... Oh, wait, that's Peter Jackson's, right?
He's producing it.
Yeah. What do you have there?
I've been pumping this since last year. I just want to pull the stuff up, make sure. But it opens next Friday.
Okay. Oh, next Friday? I have to send it. It's a sci-fi?
Next Friday. But yes, it is sci-fi. But we went to the panel to see it because that's how I got to see Peter Jackman. I mean, Peter Jackman.
Peter Jackson.
I keep getting him. Jackson. I keep trying to combine him and you. For some reason.
Hugh Jackson.
But anyway.
Hugh Jackson.
But the film's by Neil Blomkamp, who was set to direct Halo before it all fell apart. And they were talking about that in the panel that, hey, you know, we got Neil here. He was going to direct Halo. We went to bed that night, woke up the next morning. The whole deal was completely off overnight, just like that.
Wow.
And, so they were like, okay, so what are we going to do? So, you know, they were there. They'd been working together on some other stuff. And he said, so Peter looked at him and said, so you got any ideas what you want to do? And he says, well, I've kind of wanted to do this alien movie for a while. Can I, you know, it's kind of an idea I've been turning around in my head for years, blah, blah, blah. So that's where District 9 came from.
I see.
Because Halo fell through. Mm-hmm. So, but it's basically shot. There's no script. There's a very loose script. The guy that plays the lead character was a buddy of his that he met in high school, and he acted some, like, minor stuff and did a few commercials, but he said, hey, you want to do this? And the guy was like, well, sure. So it's all pretty much kind of unscripted, documentary style, and the previews we saw looked incredible.
Oh. Well, it's
so
Peter Jackson.
Well, you know, Peter Jackson's producing it, so
yeah, it's got to be good.
It's only a $30 million film, so it's a small budget film.
Did you say it's Friday next week? Next week, something.
It opens up next Friday. Yep.
Okay, that's good.
And you know what opens up this Friday, right?
What?
G.I. Joe.
Oh, that's right. We have to watch it.
Yeah. So
I've seen the previews. It's like Iron Man. Don't you think it's like Iron Man?
Probably kinda, but you know. Mm-hmm. So it's not the same G.I. Joe I grew up with, but it still should be cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Baroness is going to be there.
Yeah.
Hawk. Was it Hawk? Oh, Storm Shadow and Snake Eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ninjas. That'd be awesome to see. I haven't seen ninjas play fight for a long time. It's been a long time. But anyway, okay. So, all right. I guess we're going to wrap this up. This coming Wednesday, yeah, we're going to record the anniversary episode. So, guys, if you have any memorable parts for the past year, just if you have any suggestions or any recommendations that you like to feature, yeah, just email us. Anyway, if you have comments, yeah, email us, nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or Ray at bearpodcast.com.
Forgot their cue.
Hello, I'm a little rusty. We ain't done this in a couple.
I know we haven't done this for a long time. We've been busy, and call us a voicemail line. What's the voicemail line, Ray? You still remember?
206-222-2327.
Okay,
that's 206-222-BEAR.
That's
so, yeah,
right.
Call us there.
Call us there. And leave your voice comments. And visit the official website at bearpodcast.com and leave your comments there. And do we have comments? We do. I think we do have comments. Maybe we could quickly grab a comment from here. Oh, yeah, we have one from... Really quick, really quick. It's from Chris. Oh, okay. He, Chris from the UK, he was commenting on episode 274 about the Chaser Show with myself and Jeffrey. He said that because we talked about hair, body hair, and he said, I'd love to get rid of my back hair, of which I have loads. Mm. It's turning gray, though. Do either of you want to be silverbacks? I don't know. I don't want to have a silverback. I'd like to have hairy backs. Just for me. Ray, do you have hair on your back? You have a lot of hair on your back, right? Or you don't?
I have hair on my back, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you shave it? No, you don't?
I keep it trimmed.
Really? What a waste. Mike doesn't.
Just because it drives me up the wall.
Oh, really?
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like brushing it. I like brushing Mike's back hair, so... That's what I do. Anyway, what a segue. Anyway, okay. So yeah, not a segue, but you know, we were going off topic. We're closing the show. Okay, so visit us at bearpodcast.com and subscribe via iTunes and follow us on MySpace, Twitter at bearpodcast, and we're also on Facebook. Yeah, links are all on the website. So okay, so. We will catch you guys on the next episode. And Ray, we get ready. We'll see you in a couple of days.
The video should be up by the end of the week. So from Comic-Con, watch them and tell me what you think.
All right. Yeah, give us comments. Thank you, everyone, for listening in. We'll catch you guys next week. And no, not next week. The video.
This week.
Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.